This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The bearish January WASDE report, which was released by the USDA last Friday, has led to a largely bearish reaction in the ag marketplace this week. With the latest WASDE numbers putting some pressure on the ag markets, where can the silver linings be found? Up next, we will hear from Joe Camp with Comstock Investments to find out where some positives can be found in the current commodity market landscape.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma. And always read and follow label directions.
The January WASDE report typically moves the market with traders reacting to the final year-end numbers for production and supply. After a bearish report was released last Friday, the commodity markets have seen price movement to the downside in both corn and soybeans. Despite the decline in both corn and soybean prices this week, Joe Camp with Comstock Investments says there could be a silver lining to be found in the commodity markets.
If we think about a silver lining, it would be actually the potential that the bearishness is priced in or about to be fully baked into this market. And we talk about that crop report possibly being the worst of it, you know, in terms of going forward. There's a lot of those components, and starting with South America, that can change in support of this market from here.
Camp says that he is already projecting further cuts to Brazilian production estimates in the next USDA report.
So in the February report, we're absolutely going to expect the USDA to move further down on these Brazilian production estimates. I mean, they're at least 7 million metric tons above what we'd call probably the average trade guess out there, and they could be as much as 10 or 12.
Camp also says that the absence of supply surprises in future reports makes it easier to project what could happen.
Same thing in the sense that we're not going to have any additional supply side shocks on these next several reports now that the yields are, for the most part, set by this January report.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.